We are learning Maseches Shabbos Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning at the two dots, approximately seven lines from the top. In the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, "Umidalei Saaretz Hisher Nevuzradon Rav Tabachim LaKarmel LeYogvin." When Nevuzradon sent the Yidden into Golus Bavel, he left over some of the people to be Karmim and Yogvin. What are Karmim and Yogvin? So Zokta Gemara, Karmim, Tani Rav Yosef, El Malak, the Afar Samoin. Those are people who collect the Afar Samoin, which is a Bozum tree, Bozum spice. Me'engedi Vad Ramsa, from the area of Engedi until Ramasa. And Yoigvim are Elu Tzaydi Chalazin. Those are people who capture the Chalazin. The Chalazin is a type of fish or type of snail that they make the Techeles out of it. Mesulamois Shel Tzur Vad Chayfa. And from the place called Shlomo Shel Tzur, Rashi says it's like some steep mountain pass. Until Haifa, that area is where the Tzaydei Chalazin. And from the pasuk of, from the words Karmim, Rashi says means Lashon of gathering. And that's Lashon of gathering, that far Samayin. And Yoigvim is like a Lashon Yikavim, which is a Lashon of like pressing grapes. Here also, they pressed the Chalazin to make the Tcheles. And Rashi says that they needed it, the Vizrada needed it for his Levushei Malchus, needed it for his royal clothing. Therefore, he left the people who knew how to process the Chalazin and capture the Chalazin in order to make his royal clothing. And the Gemara comes in here, because we just finished discussing about the Tzari, which is the Afar Samayin. That's why it comes into our Gemara. So the Gemara writes, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Madlikim B'Tevel Tomei B'Choyel V'Ein Tzarech Loimar B'Shabbos. Zokter Braisa, that if you have Tevel is Tvua, that you didn't take off Truma and Maestris from it. The Loch is, it's also to eat it. It's also to eat it for Yisrael, even the Kayan can't eat it. Now, if it became Tomei, what's the halacha? Could I use it now and burn it and use it for my fire? So the Bryce says, "Ein madlikim tevel tamei v'choil." You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to have anah from the fire of tevel tamei v'choil v'ein tzarech loimar b'Shabbos. And of course, not on Shabbos. Shabbos for sure can't use it. What does it mean? V'ein tzarech loimar b'Shabbos. It's shver exactly what the Rashba, I think, already asks that exactly what's the milo of a Shabbos legabe tevel tamei. But akaponim, you can't have enough from Tevel Tomei, from the fire of Tevel Tomei, and therefore you can't light with Tevel Tomei on Choyl, and you can't use it for Shabbos either. Eima Likim Beneft Lovam V'Choyl, you can't light with a certain type of smelly oil, white oil, V'Choyl, the weekday. Then it's Arachlam V'Shabbos, and of course not on Shabbos. And this the Gemara explains. Bishlam Beneft Lovam, Bishlam is oil, this white oil, this white type of neft, kerosene, whatever it is. You can't do a b'chol place off because it's flammable and it's dangerous for fire. And the Rishonim speak out in Ein Tzarech Loimar b'Shabbos because not only is it flammable, it also smells bad. And therefore, won't be covered Shabbos. So we understand why Neft Lavan in Allah use b'chol Ein Tzarech Loimar b'Shabbos. Aval Tevel Tomei my timer. Why can't you use Tevel Tomei to light my timer? Why is it also b'no? Why should it be also b'no? On my craw. So the Gemara pasuk says, "Vani hinei nesat l'chos mishmeres trumoisai v'shtei trumos akos medaber." This pasuk says, "Tells the kahanim, I'm giving you my truma, and we're talking about trumoisai, both trumas, akos medaber, achas truma tahira, achas truma tameya. It means side truma tahira and side truma tameya. Ma truma tahira, just like truma tahira, elin chabal mashas haram ve'ilech. You're only allowed to eat it, you only have enough from it after it was your mafres truma." Chuma Tameya also, you only can be nana from it after Haram of Eilach. Only after your Mafis Chuma. Chuma Tameya also, Eilach Abayel Mashas Haram of Eilach. You only can be nana from it after you take off Chuma. So whilst Tevel, you can't have enough from it. And that's the Gemara says, because you learn from this pasuk that only before Harama, it's Asbahana. It's only after Harama becomes Tamei, then it's Mutabahana. Zokta Gemara Vait. Gufa. And after, Truma Tameya, after, which is after Harama, technically you could light with it. You light to have enough from it. It's a whole shayla if you light a light from the Erev Shabbos. We had the Gemara before. Maybe it's Igzera. Maybe it's only if it's Yontif. If it's Yontif on Erev Shabbos, you can't do it. Balak upon him, when it's Tevel, that's for sure. You can't light it. You can't have enough from it. Gufa. Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer. Eimad Likim Bitzari. Moshe Melozer says, you're not allowed to be madlik your Shabbos candles with tzari. like we had before, that you can't use tzari for two reasons. First of all, it's flammable, and second of all, it doesn't. You might be mistopic. Smells very good, so you might take from it, and that's called kibui. If you take some of it, use it for your salad. You might, while it's lit, take out some oil, use it for your salad, and that's called kibui. That's called extinguishing. Therefore, that was two reasons the Gemara said before that imad likim b'tzari. So nachamam shem lazo imer imad likim b'tzari v'chein hoyer b'shem lazo imer tzari enel asraf matzeh akatof. That where does tzari come? It comes, it's the sraf, it's the sap that comes out of the tree, ma'atzeh akatof. The tree that's called atzeh akatof, which might mean a balsam tree. It comes out of that tree. Now, what does the Gemara want with saying, v'chein harav shim lo zo'imer, tzari enel sraf ma'atzeh akatof? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either it's another reason why you can't use tzari to light, and that reason is that anything that comes from a tree doesn't light so good. It has to come from a peri, from a fruit. But anything that comes from a tree, out of a bark of a tree, doesn't light well. Like just like zephas. That's one pshat, what the Gemara is telling through this thing. The other pshat Rashi says is stam. We're saying, Shimon also says, you know, by the way, tzari is this type, this is what tzari is made out of. Not that it's a reason why you're not madlik. So we have two pshat on what this vechein is. Either it's another reason why you can't light with it, and the reason is, since it comes from a tree, it doesn't light so well, or we're just telling you what it is. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, now we're going to have a brayso with a bunch of different tanoim over here. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, kol ha-yoytze min ha-eitz e-madlik e-boy. Anything that comes out of a tree, you're not going to be madlik with it, because it doesn't light well. Rabbi Shmuel ben Breiko Omer, e-madlikim ele b-yoytze min ha-pri. Shmuel Omer says even more, you only can use something that comes out of a peri. What would be nafkamina between these two shittas? Nafkamina between the two shittas would be like shemen dogim, like oil from a fish. Rashi speaks that part of this. Oil from a fish, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it could be madlik, because it's called yitzim and eitz a madlik. But only if it comes out of a tree, you're not madlik. But if Rabbi Shmuel and Breika says it has to come from a fruit, then it won't be good when it comes out of the fish. Even more machmer. You only can use shemen zayis, only olive oil. That's the only thing you're allowed to use for Shabbos candles. Amad Yerichem and Uri Araglov, Yerichem and Uri stood up and said, Amad, Ma Yasu Anche Bavel, Sheilem El Shemen Shumshemen. In Bavel, they only have shemen shumshemen. That's the Metzias. So if you can tell me that on Shabbos, only allowed to use shemen zayis, what are the people from Bavel going to use? They only have shemen shumshemen. And my Yasu Anshi Madai, Shaylem El Shem Nagoizim, they only have walnut oil there. My Yasu Anshi El Chsan, Shaylem El Shem Tsunoinis, they only have radish oil there. And my Yasu Anshi Kaput, Shaylem El Kachle Kachle Neft, they only have Neft. Neft is this foul smelling oil. Elo, you have to say, Elokal Masha Omru Kachamim Emadlikim. Only the things in the Mishnah that said, that the Chamim said in the Mishnah, you can't be Madlik, that's what you can't be Madlik. And umadlikim Hashem and Dagan Uvetron, but you could use all those things I just listed, and you could also use the oil from fish and itron, which is a type of zephis, a type of tar, comes from tar. That's what Yerchem Nuri says, it's very makel. Shimon Shazuri, I remember likim b'shem and pekois, which is from gourds, and b'neft. And from neft, which is a type of bad smelling fuel. Now, what does Shimon Shazuri hold? How does he hold? So, Taisus already asked that he's saying Shem Pekuri so far, it doesn't have to be Shem Zai. It says Neft is good also. So what exactly is Shem Shazuri adding over here? What's he saying? So Taisus says maybe it's better to be Gairis or Shem Shazuri Eimad Likim Shem Pekuri of a Neft. That means he's masking to be Yechem Benuri, but just Shem Pekuri is a Neft, he argues on. That's what Taisus is Mitzadid. Look at Taisus Rav Shem Shazuri. Sumchas Eimad. Anything comes out of any flesh, the only thing that's mutter is shemen dogen, which would mean shemen dogen, even though it comes from basar, would still be mutter to light with. And what would be coming to exclude? Like chelev. Chelev comes from basar, from meat, that you can't use. So really, it's very similar to Riech Menuri, because Riech Menuri holds you light with everything, and shemen dogen, he says you light with. And he said all the things in the Mishnah are not allowed. One of the things in the Mishnah are chelev. And he says, all the things in the Mishnah are not allowed. So it comes out, Sumchus is really exactly like a Riechim Menuri. Right, the Marakasha, Sumchus, Hainu Tanakama. Sumchus is exactly like Riechim Menuri. So, the Gemara, Ike Benayu, the Rav Bruno, Amarav. And we're not sure which way it is. Now, Rashi learns, when it says Ikam Nad Rav Bruno Rav is like this. We know Rav Bruno Rav said before that even though Chelev is no good for Shabbos candles, and Kirvei Dogim also is no good according to Rav Bruno, at least before, that it's no good for Shabbos candles. He says if you add regular good oil and you mix it along with it, it's good. So the Gemara says that the Rav Bruno is an afkamina of us. Now, what does that mean exactly? What that means is Gemara is that like this: that one man the Amma holds that chaylev is only no good if you don't add shemen, but if you add shemen, then it's good. And dogim will be good even without shemen. And the other man the Amma holds no, chaylev is never good even if you add shemen. And dogim is only good with shemen. That's going to be two man the Amma in our Mishnah. One man the Amma is going to hold. Chelev, you can add shemen to chelev, and dogim is good without any additions. And the other one will be good. The other man, the Amma hold that chelev is never good, even with shemen added, and dogim will be good only added with shemen. And we don't know which one's which. That's the Rashi learns. Blame Simon. And Tosis doesn't like this pshat because it comes out neither one is like Rav Bruno Rav, because Rav Bruno Rav says both of them work with shemen added, and don't work without shemen added. So therefore, Tais doesn't like that pshat. It's a different pshat. But this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara of Ikav Nad, Rav Bruno Rav, Veloy Mesaimu.